Hello? Hello?
Hey, is that you?
I can hear you now.
Oh, what's going on the road?
Just driving, driving home from the Bay Area, so.
Oh, yeah, no worries, man. No worries. I sound clear, right?
Say that again?
Clear, right? Everything's clear?
Yeah, you sound fine to me. There's a little bit of an echo, but not too bad, so.
That's all good.
Yeah. So you had an interesting episode. I'm just curious, what made you an episode on your KT Talks going live video? What was the purpose and what you were doing today?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. First, I appreciate you joining. It's important that you took time out. Absolutely. Yeah, but so basically the whole message is after this DM, I know you know about the DM challenge. Just DMing everybody you got a message to. And it's really just meant for gratitude. But this live was more inspired that, hey, man, I see so many people, do so many things in this world. And you see, these people, I want to be the next somebody, right? And to me, it's like, hey, listen, that's great, but I would just be the next insert your name here, I think it's better if we look at it that way because people are forgetting that your philosophical views is you. You're the world's greatest philosopher, and no one can take that away from you. So I just really felt inspired, not really by anybody or anything. I just figured, you know what? Just do it. Just do it. Make it happen. See if I can pave the way for the next generation. At the end of the day, man, the next generation's coming. We're coming. And I want them to know that, hey, listen, you have to be yourself in this world. You can't be going around doing other things and trying to be the next influencer when you are already the influencer and you're all right. You've been given the platform, as long as you use it wisely, of course, to make it happen and express yourself in any way possible, for sure.
Right. One of the things, I have a degree in philosophy with a concentration in ethics and law. So I've studied Eastern and Western philosophies. I have an understanding of sociology, theologies, and all that good stuff. And, it's weird that I have never heard so much in my whole life of people having discussions of, people telling each other, you need to be yourself. And it's a little alarming because, no one talks about the focus of what is your real desire. When I was a kid, for example, I wanted to be an attorney from when I was ditching school, watching Perry Mason,
mm-hmm.
That was my thing. That was like what I just wanted to do. And there was it took me a long time to get to it, but, but at the same time, it was what I wanted. I let other things get in the way, but still I was never deterred. Now I feel like at one point there's been a lot of options for the youth and for younger generations, and they're confused because they're being lured by like the new thing to me in the last year is like this word entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly you hear people, I want to be an entrepreneur. And I'm just like, you know what? It's just a big fancy word of being a businessman or businesswoman. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And I think with people trying to chase that, they lose their sense of identity because they feel if they follow like the Gary Vaynerchuk's. And guys like that, which Gary's great. He doesn't tell you anything that you don't already know. It's just that people put conditional experiences, responses in their way from achieving what they really desire. So, it's normal for a kid to want to be a baseball player, football player, but when he knows that maybe his talent isn't there, it's okay to want to go to something else. It's just that people are now in the mode to constantly just change in the drop of a dime. And then they say, there's a problem with the loyalty and accountability. And so it confuses their identities of who they really are. Like, does my opinion matter? And that's actually really the whole reason why I got into podcasting was...
Yeah, yeah.
I have a voice when I talk to people. I don't talk with a sense of authority. I talk with a sense of optimism and experience. And I listen to people a lot. My job is primarily listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that many people have lost that skill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I remember in 2.0, there were tons of people coming out of the woodworks with podcasts, all wanting to make money, all wanting to do this and that. And then as it changed, I watched really good podcasters. Like, it's not the format I want, so forget it. And I'm like... The narrative never changed. It's just the device that changed.
Mm.
You know? And, yeah, it's just like, you know, my quotes today on your Instagram, some of them come from Aristotle. You know, like the one that's like, joy in the job equals perfection in the work.
Mm.
You know? And I think when people are not taking the joy in their experience and their presence and their present day living, and they're just like, well, I'll bet on the future. I'm going to work towards this, and then the future's going to come, and then it's going to be all better. But the real reality is like, it doesn't get start better until you start feeling better, period, from where you're starting or wherever you're at. You know?
No, I mean? No, I understand exactly what you're saying. Is I think the first step to really, we'll take it from the top with the listening aspect. That's what really is the problem, too, man. Is I think. Nowadays, people are like, oh, we want instant gratification. I talked about this, too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I like that you did that.
Yeah, there's nothing about instant gratification and listening. Listening is patience, you know? There's no way you can instantly get gratified by listening. It's all patience and persistence. But I guess that's the problem, and you mentioned entrepreneurship. What entrepreneurship is, it really is sometimes instant gratification. But you get that, it's great. But what's the long-term game plan? What are you getting out of this in the long-term is what matters to me. And I think the short-term, we're doing this call right now, it's great in the short-term, but the long-term, when someone listens to this, that's value. I think why I think the world, the people who do get it right and don't really conform or they don't really, you know, take everything as a grain of salt, needs to happen now, had the energy, is because we stick to the roots. I think that's the key. You stick to your roots from where you were born. And I've been telling this too. Is like I just want to stay a kid in my heart forever. And then I'll have a mind that starts, you know, growing and rapidly gaining experience. That's the best way to look at things. Because a kid's heart is just what? Innocent, doing whatever. Nothing crazy, right? Just helping people. And that's what you were born with. And I think we lose sight of the fact that when we get material things, or something happens good, and we forget the people who got us here. We forget the things that really matter in our life. That's where the sidetrack gets going. And it's like, man,
right.
Like what can we do to help that? And then you saying with the, back to what you were saying with the pleasure in the work with Aristotle, that's a good quote. You know, I think it's good that you need to enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy the challenges. I mentioned that too in the live. You gotta enjoy. Sometimes I'll literally make extra challenges, even though this task is easy. I'll try to make some challenges so I can still enjoy the challenges and still gain some knowledge about what I'm trying to learn in the process. Because all this is a process. It's not like I'm going to have the answers overnight. No one does. And I think that comes with good listening, good skills, motivation, internally motivating yourself, not going to every quote post on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and getting motivated that way. You gotta have it within. I mean, it's great to get motivation once in a while from those kind of outlets, but if you don't have it from within and your drive, you've lost yourself. You've lost your ways because you might have had that before back then, and something must have took it out of you. It was like a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
But yeah, I'll let you go. I'll let you speak.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think one of the things, like, I'm a father of three. I have a 22-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And each of them came with their own challenges. And, yeah, people tell me, oh, they're spread so far apart, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and what's your point? You know, I've had kids. So what I teach my kids is before you become intellectually intelligent, you need to be emotionally intelligent. And like you were saying in your Instagram that people are sensitive. They're so sensitive according to opinion.
Yeah.
And I kind of quoted, you know, a little bit out of the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And he said, and he basically presents life is a dream. There is a big illusion. And one of the first agreement is to be impeccable with your words. So you know what you're saying, you know why you're saying it and how you're saying it. And it's the command. And whether it actually materializes or not, it is your command. Now, when people rely on that command, that's where it gets a little tricky. Then it goes into the second rule, you know, don't take anything personal. So that means like if somebody's word fails, you know, unless your life is dependent on it, don't get twisted too much. You know, I mean, yeah, there is financial repercussions and consequences at times.
Right.
But if I go and tell, say, like one of the podcasters here on Anchor, hey, I think you're being a little touchy-feely. I'm not trying to tell you something that's going to hurt you, but it's my opinion to help you. And if they take it the wrong way, well, then that's their charge. Now, do I have the right? And that's a different story. But the point remains is like once someone gives their opinion, you have the decision to agree or to disagree. And if you disagree, do you carry out an action that makes people get into altercations or create a non-flow? You know, I remember watching a movie a while back. It was like with Jim Carrey, and mm-hmm. It was talking about how he was told to have to say yes to everything. And when we find more agreements and saying yes, we notice that there's a lot more flow in life. But the minute we say no, the vibration of no creates an objection. And then it creates a subject matter that is going to be argued or debated. And, you know, podcasters, I listen to so many. I know you listen to a lot. I know you're involved with a lot of different people.
Right.
You know, what could you say that you feel that maybe some of the stations you're out there like, man, if they would just listen to themselves, they could be a lot better than what they already are.
Yeah, man. That's what the problem is. I think you hit the nail on the head too. Is people aren't listening to themselves. At the end of the day, I think, especially with podcasts, you've got to be yourself. Because the thing is, when you're talking to someone, that's raw emotion. And people can sniff that out by a mile. So if you're trying to act like somebody else, you're trying to go the route of, hey, well, let me try to be that influencer. Well, two things is wrong with that. Number one, you're already the influencer in your own right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You really are.
And no matter who, I don't care if you have five people listening, that's an influencer right there. And the number two is you got to go back to what you were believing in from your start. I mean, you can't let something steer your way. I mean, you, of course, like we said at the top of the show, you can get inspired by things once in a while. I mean, I do it too. There are times where I'll just come on the air, I'll get inspired by something. But you can't make that 24/7 because that's going to be your 24/7. The only way you can pass it is make that maybe like 10% inspired content by the people, and then 90% gotta be you. If you really want to go, you know, crazy, then just make it 100% you. That's the best way to look at it. If you're 100% you, they can't say, oh no. They can't say, oh, what happened? Or subjective comments, or, oh, your opinion doesn't matter. They can't say, you're being you. And if you're being you, all their logic is wrong because you said everything that's factual in your belief system. Now, if they start criticizing you and they know you're being a fake or you're trying to be like someone else, they have every right to, because you weren't you. You know, you have to stay you and be true to you. Otherwise, if you don't, everyone's going to be on your case. Like, who's this person? Well, what are they trying to do? And the money element, I'm glad you brought that up. a little bit. I mean, it's not about that. The value is more important. The message will be more important. If it comes, great. If not, then just keep going. There's no limit on how many episodes you can do, right? So you might as well keep going and trying, and don't get deterred by that no, because the great thing about the no is you can have 5,000 no's. You get one yes from the right person, goodbye. In a good way. It's like, goodbye, here's your break. You know, that's the great thing, is all the no's can always triumph the one yes. It can't work the other. You get 5,000 yeses, great. One day you get one no that's devastating, you may never come back. You know, sometimes you may never come back because you get all caught up with those yeses, you lose your values across the way, and that no is almost like,
right. Yeah. And one of the things I really notice with certain podcasters that are my favorites, they get really critical about themselves, so overcritical, and then they vocalize their critical thinking and their mistakes. And I'm like, I like what Orson Welles. A lot of times, the mistakes in the performance make the greatest moments of the presence, and that can't be replicated in anywhere else. And I thought about that long and hard after I watched Citizen Kane, and it's like a lot of things in that movie, if people dare to watch it, they were mistakes. They were not. They may have had the script, but there were a lot of mistakes, not purposely made, but, you know, and just like kind of like you were saying earlier today, you were talking about how the failures, and it's just like, I don't look at them as failures. I just look at them as attempts that just didn't work, you know, and it's just like, I hate to use this example because I really don't like the guy as Thomas Edison, you know, and how many filaments he had to use to get the light bulb to go off. You know, and he just did the process of elimination. So, you know, sometimes when I'm hearing like certain stations where they're just like, yeah, I can hear the guys or the girls really upset about something, they're voicing something, but they're talking about a specific issue that can be heard, and people can understand that. And that's like the greatest gift right there, is because that's an example of being real, you know, because you can't just hide when someone's going through a tough time, you know, and we've all faced that tough time in whatever specific fashion. So, you know, I feel as a podcaster, like some days I'll have maybe just 10 people, 3 people, 4 people listen, you know, and then some days I've had like one particular episode. I did an episode called Oh Yes. It was me making fun of the holidays. I had 45 listens in 2 days, and I was like, okay, what was the ingredients that got me there? And it was all things that people could connect with, you know, and that is like the ticket. One particular podcaster, Level Up Daily with DeAndre Evans, he did an interview with a guy that's getting paid astronomical amounts for podcasting. And he said, I like what he said. He basically said that when you pick a specific subject matter, and not that you're trying to be an expert, but you're staying in your lane for that subject matter, you tend to gravitate, or people tend to gravitate towards that. And I feel that's kind of true, you know, because some people use podcasting as a diary, you know, or a way to vent. And I feel like that's a dual-edged sword. You got to be careful of that.
Yeah.
Because once you make it public now, have you noticed that on Anchor, you can't just publish to Anchor only? You have to publish everywhere?
Yes, I have noticed that. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that option. I like some stuff for my Anchor listeners and some stuff where I publish it. I like having that option, and I feel they did wrong by changing that.
Yeah, I think there's stuff that can come in-house and out-house, right? And at the end of the day, it's like, you should have the option to make it in-house and out-house. You shouldn't have to express things. But back to what you were saying with the platform we're given, it works both ways, man. End of the day, it's like the platform you're given is a beauty. It's like, it's great. It's touching. You can do whatever you want. How positive, how negative, doesn't matter. It's you, right? But the thing is with it, like you said, you cross the line. that's when people are like, all right, well, we see what you're doing. You're trying to push the envelope. It's your call. And I think people, they lose sight that sometimes being conservative and taking the regular approach, nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with being conservative and taking the regular approach. Like, I don't have a crazy opinion, no radical opinion. And you can still benefit from that rather than trying to go radicalistic and have no real attention grabbing. You're not really attention grabbing anybody. You're just spinning your thoughts, and you're not really helping or hurting. You're just, in the short term, you're not helping or hurting, but in the long run, you're probably going to hurt yourself because all this is going to add up and build up. It's like compounding. It's like compound interest, basically. It just compounds and compounds, and eventually you can't execute because you have all those negativities. Not negativity, but just you all have this criticism and you don't really know how to function. That's how you can lose your value. And we already talked at the top of the show, no is already a bad answer to most people in society today. Imagine having all this criticism. How do you deal with that? How do you overcome that? And that's where people lose their values through adversity a lot too, for sure.
And that's also why I brought up my example today about politics, you know.
Yes.
It wasn't that I was trying to talk about politics in specific or use any particular party, but it's when everyone's trying to be right, are they listening to each other to work together? That's the point.
Yes.
Are you gonna facilitate a function for everyone to enjoy? You know what I mean? Like, and everyone tries to claim that their opinion is gonna be the one direction you should go, and the careful wording or wordplay, how it gets so sticky. But believe it or not, it just doesn't apply to politics. It applies in so many other words, or so many other places. I've heard people talk on their podcasts, well, I stick to this, but then later on something changes and then they change their opinion, but people are holding them to their first notion. And it's like, well, how do I adapt to someone who is said one thing but changes their complete opinion? And there's the key, is like, you take no offense to their statement or their notion. You accept, you leave open, kind of like what I was telling you, an open up-ended subject matter will grant you a lot more leeway than just say, you know what? Nope, I'm not going to do this.
Right.
I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to know. And, you know, like a big example would be the word fake news. Here's a big one. Fake news is tossed around like a newspaper, hitting every 5 minutes. And it's like, I'm going to help y'all with that.
Yep.
Fake news is everywhere. Fake news is all the time. Guess what? Newspapers and magazines and television and news networks, they don't make money unless people are paying attention or buying. So with that, if people are just to report exactly what a fact is and what a subject matter is, not a lot of people listen, you know. And it applies to podcasting because if, say, like there's a guy I listen to about the military and he talks, right, you know, oh, so and so and so and so. But I listen to somebody who's a part of Greenpeace and they're saying, no, 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 you're wrong. You know, it's like, instead of deciding who's wrong or right,
work together.
Where is your value?
Right.
Do you really want, the bottom line is, do you, either one of you want to argue with each other? Do either one of you want to fight each other? In your heart,
right.
You know, and where's the compromise? And I think that's a huge problem in today's society, is compromise is looked at like a sense of weakness.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not the truth. You know, compromise does not mean weakness. Compromise means that you're choosing a functional path to get something done, as opposed to, oh, I'm just giving their way.
Right. No, and absolutely. I mean, we look at compromise as a word. I mean, if you look at the meaning of compromise, at the end of the day, it's work together. No one, even from the beginning of time, hey, could I use your stick? you let me use my rock for the paintings or whatever. I talked about the cave paintings or whatever, the beginning of mankind, right. Man. I mean, that's how it was. No one's just going to be like, oh, I'm not going to use your stick. You start fighting about it right now. You compromise, use the stick, here's the rock. Yeah. I mean, that we lost that. I think somewhere along the way, whether it be materialistic things, whether it be we can't cooperate because it's a different party. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what party you're on. If we're trying to make it happen and make this nation, the world, a better place, we got to work together. In fact, we don't. We're being more weak than as is. We're showing weakness by not trying to talk to the other side. It's like that old saying, like, let bygones be bygones, and why hold grudges when you can start new ones, start new connections in the next minute. I mean, it's crazy, but that's what's going on nowadays. Is people are they're too afraid to speak out, too.
Well, not that I like to speak about the conspiracy theories and Anunnaki and Illuminati right. and whatever that shit. I understand all that, and some of my attention goes there. But the one thing is like, if people don't realize by Sun Tzu's writing, if you can divide a public, a culture, a society, you can conquer them much easier. Because if people actually work together, then people cannot, there can't be
right.
There's just not going to be. There's no room. And if people are comfortable, then that means that someone who wants to rule will not be able to pass their way. And that's the thing is like, if you, like, I have friends in Europe and I have friends in Australia, and they'll always ask me, you know, you Americans, you always think this way. And it's a part of our capital society, not capital government, but society. You know, we're driven by ambition and desire. And if you were to eliminate some of those things, but desire, you know, emotional want, you would not have people that are impoverished. To see someone benefits when people are impoverished. And even by us speaking now, if people are saying, you know what, KT and Jason, they have a good right. point. You know, let me help this guy, this homeless guy, regardless whether I know whether he's a drug addict or just an alcoholic, but I want to help this guy be warm instead of being stuck out in the snow or rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of people want to do that, but if you say, well, could you take him in your home? And they'll be like, well, I'm afraid if he might steal something from me. Or, oh, I can't do that. I got to work in the morning. You know, it's if they found the value of, like, when you help your fellow man, you actually gain. And it's in the many books, Laws of Attraction, you know, Think and Grow Rich. It's a philosophy. The rich, they give more than what they try to take. The real rich. And I've seen it firsthand. I mean, I've seen a CEO of a company in San Francisco or Silicon Valley, and he literally gave $1 million to the campfire victims in Northern California. $1 million for every single citizen in the city of what's it called?
Paradise.
$1,000 per person. Who does that?
Yeah, man.
You know. And it's like, by giving our time here, it's not that I'm trying to be preachy or anything,
yeah.
but it's trying to get an objective, like, look, it doesn't matter where I really come from, and it doesn't matter what ethnicity that I claim. It's the bottom line is, can I work with Kevin? Can he work with me? Yeah, no problem. I don't have no beef.
Right.
I don't care. You know, it's like... It's interesting. Like, I have friends. I'm a New York Giants uh-huh. fan, right? And my brother and his buddies, they're all Eagles fans. Yeah, we all argue and who's better and what. But at the same diet, we can still eat around the same table. We can still drink, with, you know, the same kind of beer. And at the end of the day, hey, or the end of the game, the score is final. And then you have bragging rights till the next time.
Facts.
And yeah. it's just like people think that when you make a decision that it has to be final and that is the judgment, like the Ten Commandments, you know, like you can change your mind at any time. Granted, you do need to take sometimes a stance, but if the stance serves a function for everybody, okay. If it's just serving your own ego, different story.
Yeah, man, I hear what you're saying. Is at the end of the day, no matter what the final score is, we're all human. You know, and that's what it is at the end of the day. And you mentioned a good point about just... And I think another thing, too, this is another thing, is I think people, we lose sight of the fact that just the little things that add up in our daily lives, just, they overcompound sometimes. It's like those little stressors and those little things that irritate you. Right. And you see it. It's like those little things that irritate you, and then you put it on to the next person, and they get you turned off because you said something once. And, you know, that's the problem, too, is the first impressions are everything, and people get turned off by bad impressions, and they don't...
I mean, I've seen it. Like, I remember when I was single, and I would be dating, and girls would look at me, look up and down, and they'd be like, oh, no. And I'm like, bitch, you don't know me. You know, you haven't even had a conversation. You're looking at attraction. But here's the funny thing. As soon as I'd get a girlfriend and they would be watching, like, for example, I used to be into salsa dancing all the time. I would see these same girls that would turn me down all of a sudden stare and pay attention because what I was doing to my girlfriend and how I was treating her like a gentleman. And it's like, that can be applied to anything. It's like, if you're always looking at face value, you'll never know what the good is. Yeah. And then, you know, like how many times have you picked up a book and you barely got into the first chapter and you just put it down and never picked it up?
That's true, man. Don't judge a book by its cover. yeah.
You know, but how many books have you picked up? Like three chapters. But then when you got to the meat of it, it was like chapters 4 through 8.
Right. This you was got like, to the I meat of the sandwich. Yeah.
It's, yeah, you can't discriminate too much. And I think that's what too many people get caught up. They don't want to be displeased. Or when you go to a restaurant, what do you have good? If you tell someone, for example, out here in California, you tell a Mexican person to go into an Italian restaurant and order a dish and say, I want you to order the aji carpaccio. And they have no idea what the fuck that is. They're going to be like, I don't know. If it's not fettuccine alfredo, spaghetti, or lasagna, I ain't trying it. But if you tell them, hey, you know, I got this tuna dish. Just want you to try a little bit. And I remember being a waiter. You convince people, and then they want to come back, and they want to know more. And it's like, well, what did I have that they didn't have? It's they have their blinders on. They don't want to see optimism. And if you do see optimism, then it kind of is like, well, who are you really? And it's like, no, you never changed. Just because you changed your mind or you chose something different for once, it's just adding to your fabric. Like, and what I tell my kids is like, you're going to make different decisions that you make now when you're 26. They're going to be completely different. What do you think? And they're like, okay, Dad. You know, I'm like, no, seriously. You're going to change your mind multiple times, and it's okay. But, you know, and if people could get away from that thinking of like, no, I'm not going to change. Well, guess what? You've been changing your whole life from when you were born till the minute you die.
Change is the only constant, right? That's it.
And that's, yeah. So don't fight the streams, just flow with it. Kind of like Bruce Lee says, you know, be like water, you know. And, you know, even me as an attorney, I mean, I have a separate life. I have my work life, and then I have my life at home, my family, and as a podcaster. And I've had people, like, when I tell them that, like, I'm an attorney, and they're like, no way. Even when people look at me with street clothes, no way. I would never think that. I'm like, well, we all don't look alike. You know, we don't all, I'm all, I could be a pit bull in the courtroom, but I could be a lab and rig of life, you know. Like, hey, it just put me in the conditions, and it's okay to change. So, you know, I mean, in your episode on Instagram, is that some kind of like a thing you were trying to point out is like, is being yourself and being able to change? No,
that's fine. And
so that was your,
what's that?
You know,
No, I said, yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm like this since I was 9. I mean, I never changed. Like, for me, even though you don't know me, I've been like this ever since I was a kid. Like, I feel like I don't need to be somebody else. My parents would say, I don't need to be somebody else. We do our business. We make it happen. We help people when we can. And we continue to inspire. There's not much to it. That's our formula, our family genes, I guess you could say. And then I don't have to. That's why I don't really have those days where I'm like, you know what, Kevin, you're too hard on yourself, man. I don't have those days because I feel if I just stay to myself, you won't get those days. You just kind of be like, okay, day's good. Inspire people, help people as much as I can. On to the next one. What can we can do to improve their lives?
Right.
Okay, did some stuff here. It helps with the United Promotion, which is another promotional account. But even before that, same way. What can I do to help you? Great. Got something did. Just keep helping people. I have this mission of if I can help everybody or at least one person a day in the rest of my life, I live my perfect life, right? You can't go wrong because you stay true to yourself and you didn't conform to anybody else's opinions and you stayed you. And I think being you is always going to be the right answer. There's no way around. You can throw in 100,000 philosophies and try to convince anyone otherwise, and the common denominator is you're going to be human and you're going to be you. That's it.
Right. Like I've heard, I remember hearing at times when people telling me like, I need time to go find myself. And I'm like, I'd say, let me ask you a question then, Bell. What? What's your name? Well, so-and-so. Okay. Oh. Where were you born? So-and-so. Okay. Who are your parents? So-and-so.
So-and-so.
Okay. Yeah. Did you go to school? Yes. So-and-so. And they're like, so what's all this? These stupid questions? And I'm all, is it the issue of really you want to know who you are or what you want to know what your direction needs to be? Because there's a completely two different mindsets. Knowing who you are is where you've come from, where you are presently. But the next part of the question is knowing your direction. Is it good? Is it real?